We talked about Hillbilly, didn't we?
Yeah. I told you you'd come through that place to find some hillbilly.
Are there any other terms that would be used about whites who live in the mountains?
Mountaineers.
Mm-hmm. There have been some jokes about one of our presidential candidates saying we don't want a white in the White House. What would be some terms that people from Georgia might be called?
Nigger lover.
How about poor whites from Georgia? Would there be any terms that might get used about them? No, he's just a Georgia. Would the word cracker be used around here at all? Case, this probably doesn't happen in this area, but I'd like to know if you have any terms for a child born of a racially mixed marriage, say black and white parents.
Half-breed. We don't have that through here, but I've heard it used.
If it's getting on toward midnight, not quite midnight yet, somebody says, what time is it? You might say, well, it's not quite midnight yet, but it's
getting close to it.
Now you walk in, you slip and catch yourself, and you say, this is a dangerous place. I
sleepwalking.
Yeah, and then maybe you're walking in the winter. It's icy. You might say, ice is hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but I
slipped.
Mm-hmm. And if you didn't quite slip, you say, well, I
almost slipped.
Somebody's waiting for you to get ready so you can go out, and you say, he says, will you be ready soon? And you say, well, I'll be with you in
a minute.
Okay, you're traveling from here to, say, Memphis, and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure how far it is. You might say, how
far is it?
You're pointing out something nearby to someone, and you say, hey.
What is this, and what is that?
If somebody notices you've been going to town a lot recently, they might say, say, I've seen you going to town a lot recently. How? They're going to ask you how many times you've been there. How often
do you go?
Mm-hmm. You're agreeing with a friend who's just said he's not going to do something, and you say, well, if you're not going to do that, then
I will.
And on the other hand, if you want to say that you're not going to do it either, you say, well, if you're not going to do it, then
I won't either.
Okay, what do you call this part of the face?
Forehead.
And this is my
hair.
If I were a male, I might have a
beard.
This is my
ear.
Which one is it?
Left.
And if it's that one, then this is the
right.
This is my
lip.
And this is all my
mouth, throat, neck, teeth.
And if I had all gone but one, I just have one
tooth.
Okay, they sit in my
mouth. In your gums.
Okay, this is my
palm.
And I'm making a
fist.
And now I'm making two
fists.
And when people get old, they sometimes get stiff in the
joints.
This is my
body.
And the upper part is called the
chest.
And these are my
shoulders. Hands.
Both of them.
Arms.
And one would just be one.
One hand.
This is my
leg.
And my
foot.
But altogether I have two
feet.
What's this area you should call? Kick somebody in
the shin.
Back part of the thighs might be known as the, you squat down on your, you have a term for that?